One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, happy Wednesday, and guess what today? It's two people from Britain and we're going to talk about fish and chips, aren't we, Josh? I fancy a big bit of grub.
Oh,
it's been a long time.
God, I've just realised what pun you were doing. I was like, fish and chips, yeah. What are you talking about? And then it clicked,
I tried to pre-warn you for this as well, but it's just, this is the way the batter crumbles, I guess. We've got some Call of Duty news today, and I'm going to rambly hand off to Josh before I make another terrible joke. Josh, let us know what you think about this Call of Duty news right now.
Well, Ben, right, there's been a loads of new rumours doing the rounds over the past few weeks, because unlike most years, this year's Call of Duty is kind of shrouded in secrecy. Like for Black Ops Cold War, we knew a year in advance who was working on it, then we knew that where it was set, then we knew kind of what was going on with the teams, how the multiplayer was being built and stuff like that. But for 2021's Call of Duty, it's kind of been up in the air. But Call of Duty leaker Tom Henderson has been doing the rounds over the past few weeks, like I said, because they've been confirming who is working on the game, and all signs point towards Sledgehammer Games being the primary developers of this game. They were supposed to develop Call of Duty 2021, but then there was a big internal shakeup. Treyarch came on board. They had to kind of salvage the project. So Sledgehammer's involvement in this game has been rumored for a while, but it seems to have been confirmed by Tom Henderson and other leakers out there who are usually quite reliable. But Tom Henderson has gone one step further and is apparently teasing the setting and the title of the next game by cheekily posting an image of a gorilla alongside an image of Call of Duty, which has led a lot of people to wonder whether or not this means the next game will be called Call of Duty Guerrilla Warfare, which, you know, in the naming conventions of this series, wouldn't be entirely out of the blue. I have a few more rumors to kind of dig into in terms of the exact time period, but, you know, initial thoughts, Ben Roy, where are you on Call of Duty in general? Like, with this, what do you want to get you back into the game?
Well, I'm thinking about buying Modern Warfare finally, just to do the campaign and then snap the disc and be done with it, sort of thing. I won my game of what's the battle royale mode called again?
Warzone.
Can't remember. I wasn't even doing a bit there. Warzone. Then I just deleted that because it's 4,000 gigs. So like, yeah, I'm always here for any sort of like Call of Duty campaign, like especially Cold War teased me in because like, I'm so interested in like that sort of time period. But yeah, Guerrilla Warfare is almost the perfect name because it's kind of like, isn't that like every conflict for like the past 20 years where some big powerful country goes into somewhere and then it's a bunch of guerrilla warfare because people are fighting on their own home turf? So it's like, I don't know how much they'll lean into it, but it seems like a weird choice, but also an apt one.
Yeah, I mean, like there are kind of like two perhaps conflicting rumors. Like one rumor out there suggests that this game will be jumping back to the 1950s and focusing on the Korean War, which hasn't been covered in video games much at all. Yet another rumor, which came out like last night from, let me get this 100% correct, it came out
like
by way of...
thing.
You know, it came out by way of Victor Z, who was suggesting that the game is essentially going to be a straight sequel to Call of Duty World War II, which is a title that Sledgehammer Games worked on previously. I think it was their last full release in the COD franchise that they properly helmed. And this would focus on the Pacific theater of the war rather than the European side of things, like that initial game kind of jumped into. So, you know, we could be seeing something either in the 40s or the 50s, but, you know, I feel like it's a safe bet to assume that whichever one of these turns out to be true, maybe it's both. Maybe it's, you know, some kind of weird hybrid where World War II, and then you have like the Korean War afterwards or something. Who knows? Like sometimes you get COD campaigns that do span multiple decades where you get, you know, you jump from World War II to Vietnam and stuff like that. Maybe it's something similar to that, but it feels like they're definitely going back to a in a much older time period than sticking around either in the future or, you know, the modern era of Warfare. I imagine that's going to be very much claimed by Infinity Ward with their Modern Warfare reboot from 2019. But I think this could be potentially cool. I don't know how you feel about going back to these conflicts and mining that kind of early 20th century era again.
I mean, it's been done before, but at the same time, it was done like the PlayStation 2 and the original Xbox, and we've got a lot much more power at like the fingertips these days. And I would like to see a lot of these conflicts probably like rendered like more meaningful. Like, see, like any sort of battle back then was realistically just a hidden sort of corridor through a jungle. Like, thinking back to Medal of Honor: Rising Sun, which is the last time I remember playing anything in that sort of setting. Like, that game. You look back here now, it's like it was rudimentary as hell, but like you see what they could do with it now, and yeah, sort of like the themes they could tackle and stuff. Like Hacksaw Ridge, I believe, has come out since, and like that's just like these films. It's a bunch of like a bunch of guys like looking at the films like, oh, now we can use this bit from this film and we can pick this bit from there, and like that's going to give them. I feel like that's all also influences a lot of these games, and I think it's a different setting that we've not had for a while, and if it can be handled right, then go for it. I don't mind the Modern Warfare stuff here, and then say like the classic stuff. I was a fan of the World War II game. I liked going back to that set. It's nostalgia at this point, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
we're all raised on like World War II shooters, and I feel like now it's time to maybe jump into it and yeah, give me a better Rising Sun.
I mean, the COD World War II, like the game, was like fine, but like you said, it was very much an embracement of nostalgia. It was an embracement of Call of Duty's roots, because not only was it going back to the time period that defined the early days of Call of Duty, but it was also getting rid of the sci-fi double jumping. You know, part of its marketing was that it was Call of Duty, it was boots on the ground, you weren't going to have any of that like jetpack nonsense anymore. It had lent very heavily on that, but to me, it kind of did that to a fault. And I know while World War II was well received initially, the fan base has kind of soured on it over time, because it did feel quite limiting, especially in terms of the campaign. Like you said, it still felt like those older games where even though you're supposed to be in these big, expansive, you know, locations, it still very much felt like a corridor shooter. Even if you were out in the forest or in the woods or something, it still very much felt limited in what you were doing. So if they were going to make a sequel to that or jump, you know, maybe a bit further in time, you know, to go to the next decade, I would like to see them not rely on nostalgia so much and instead open it up, embrace this larger scale. You know, there was a lot in that game on the multiplayer as well, which I really enjoyed. There was a kind of, I can't remember the exact name, I think it might have just been called War Game or something, where you had an almost Battlefield-esque experience where it was larger teams, it was moving through an area, kind of like Rush, where you would capture a point, you would go to the next point, and the map would kind of open it up like that. So I want to see kind of like that mentality expanded upon a little bit. A lot of people might not like that in the comments right now, saying that that's against everything Call of Duty stands for. But for me, I want to see these games grow a little bit, because you can still have the great, you know, 6v6 death matches, but why not have other modes that kind of, you know, push things out a little bit, especially in a conflict like potentially World War II going to the Pacific Theater or what have you.
It's also a smart business strategy, because they put out a World War II game and I was like, I want my Modern Warfare. But then if you have too many Modern Warfares in a row, like, I'm really bored of this Modern Warfare. So it's just shaking it up, and you take it back in time, then we go back and forward, and then we might get a full-on, like, Vietnam game, like, even after some other Pacific sort of, like, theatre stuff. Like, it's all on the table, and then they'll run into that sort of bit where they've got to go, oh, Jon Snow's got to go back to space now, and then everyone's going to hate it again. And then it will just change forever and go back, because that is the loop we're in. And that's also the end of the loop that we're in now, Josh, unless you've got any more news fresh off the grill for me for some more... I've got a few chips left, but...
Okay, I'm going to give you some ketchup just to dip these final chips in. It's just the confirmation from Activision, who have kept pretty quiet about the upcoming game, but they have confirmed that it will run parallel and will also have synergy with Warzone. You know, Warzone as a platform is not going away. It's already tied into Cold War, and when this next game comes out, it's just going to continue to exist alongside it, presumably adding in content from whatever Sledgehammer's game is going to be. So I guess that's the one thing you can take away from this. If you like Warzone, it's going to be around forever and ever.
until it starts making billions. And hey, this way, you're going to get maps now that you can go in little tunnels and hide around, and it's just going to, you're going to get noob tubed from them. So look forward to that, everyone. Later this year, noob tubes are back. And yeah, that's some Call of Duty news. I hope you enjoyed it. You can follow us at W Culture Gaming. I will not get that wrong again. You can also follow Josh. Where can they follow you, Josh Brown?
They can follow me on Twitter at Josh Brown, but the Brown has two O's in it, so it sounds like Broom. Josh Broom.
Josh Broom, yes. One day we'll get you a broom for these videos. And you can follow me at Ben Roy Turner. Nothing special there. Just, you know, capitalize the B, the R, and the T, and you're good to go. And until next time, no more games from me and Josh. So goodbye.
No, well, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.